It's 4:30 in the morning at the LA Flower Market. It's a few hours into a typical workday for Willie Sanchez. He leans back in his chair in front of his stall's counter, snacking on popcorn and coffee. He nods hello to almost everyone who passes. Everyone in the flower market knows Willie Sanchez.
Buenos dias, ¿cómo está?
Sanchez started working in the flower market 50 years ago.
No, I was 16 years old. Work for somebody, push the cars, they have the customers.
Now it's his kids, William and Yvette, who help the customers. Willie could stay home and let his kids run the business, but his son says...
He can't stay away. I tell him, you know, stay home a couple days a week. He can't. He's just so used to it.
The early mornings in the flower market are something his kids have gotten used to, too.
Some people come here and they say, oh, it smells so nice, it's so great for you to work with flowers. And I'm like, no, it's not. It makes you smile a lot, but no, you just get used to it like any other thing.
While Yvette greets customers and rings up their purchases, William checks emails and faxes to see what flower shops are ordering and to correspond with growers to make sure he has enough of each variety to sell to his customers.
William, do you have an extra flower for me?
Only regular gardens.
It's a clash of delicate beauty in an industrial setting. Tight rosebuds packed in cardboard containers, dahlias crowded into heavy-duty plastic buckets, orchid stems held upright with masking tape. Florists stocking up for their retail shops stack big metal carts high with bunches of flowers wrapped in newspaper, while William and his employees prepare flowers to be sold. If William can't sell exactly as much as he orders, the flowers will begin to wilt within days.
A lot of the ordering is anticipating that they're going to need the product.
If you order too much, then you might lose all your profit there.
There's little room for error, but William and Yvette are experienced. They've known the flower market all of their lives. But the business they know is different from the business of their father's generation. The flower market's two main warehouse spaces have been near LA's Skid Row since the 1920s. But what was once a place for local farmers to trade with retailers has become the center of a global industry thanks to greenhouse farming, refrigerated shipping, and internet communication.
We have imported from Mexico, Colombia, then we also have locally grown in.
But with modern communication, more florists are able to communicate directly with growers, cutting out middleman wholesalers like the Sanchez family.
So it's less business for everybody.
And flower sellers also feel the impact of larger economic trends. Even though flower trading in the U.S. is about a $30 billion industry, it's still struggling to get back to pre-recession profits.
The thing is, a lot of people don't really want to spend a lot of their money on the flowers. They think it's more of a luxury than a need. So that's what's hurting a little bit.
But Willie Sanchez has seen it all in his half century in the business.
Well, we're making a living okay, so we are not worried too much.
And for his family, who have spent most of their lives in the flower market, there's no thought of switching careers.
I started working full-time since I was 18 years old, so it's been 20 years. But my dad needed my help, and that's how I got stuck here. And then my brother got stuck here too, so. I can't imagine myself getting home at 7 o'clock at night. That's like so foreign to me.
By the time most of downtown Los Angeles is taking their lunch break, the flower market is closing up for the day. William said he doesn't know what happens to any of the flowers he sells after they leave his warehouse. He doesn't think about it much. When asked why they enjoy their work, Yvette, William, and Willie all give the same answer. It has nothing to do with the flowers. The idea of selling something beautiful and luxurious doesn't even come up. The reason they give is simply they like working with their family, and the flower market is home.
Okay. Bye, have a good day.
Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.